And then pretty soon, well, I'm bored and my job's not as important. I'm going to go. Well, if we know in advance you're going to do that, that's fine. But basically, everything has to work out because of free will choice. The person stating that means it. But the minute the world impacts, or especially money's involved, and they are convinced they are mistreated, you see, I can go right back to the investments if you want to call them investments. There are no investments in the Institute. There are only loans and notes. If you wanted to treat them as an investment, you call them anything you want to. But the facts are, they're loans and notes. And I make a point of that simply because when you're in a courtroom, they lost. Do you realize it's like stock until you dump it? You haven't lost anything. The loss comes in your own decisions for incorrect actions. Well, I didn't want to hear that. I could swear that you claim to be God. I mean, this is another one. Doris, they said in the Nevada paper, claims to be Jesus Christ. No, that was George Abbott that said that, please remember. So through the years, everything gets historically scrambled to suit whatever is coming down the pike. And as the old historic Egyptians came into, quote, the power, you see, they came right out of the serpent races. Once again, you can see it repeated in the Khazarian trail, the 13th tribe, the Khazars, calling themselves the worshipful serpents or the serpent people. They acknowledged the slithering serpent as their icon. Everybody wears a clue. And if in those days it was no different than today, the kings, the pharaohs, were controlled. It looked like they had absolute power. Don't count on it. And they killed Tut because he would have grown into a fine pharaoh.
David's got a question.
Commander?
Yes.
Because I've seen several weekends when I've really, and it's certainly every way that spiritually a person can be enhanced, I've had many times and weekends here, and this has been one of the most enlightening and challenging spiritually. It's just been a tremendous blessing for me, for everybody, and for you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And I know that everyone in their heart expresses the gratitude of this team that's here. It's obvious how we win. We don't need money.
Oh, yes, we do. Don't you say that.
To win and keep going. I think that's why they don't know what to do with us. Even without the money or the breaks, we're going to keep going. And that assures, of course, the money comes if we really want the responsibility of all that, and evidently we do, to build a better world. But I'm grateful to all the beings here, all the beings of this command, because what we're really learning is those people we can trust to be here.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
The ones we can count on, those are the people of God. And they're the people of that special power we get through and from Source, Aton, of course. I wonder, there's new people, if anyone's brand new, or this is their first interplay with this particular location. Do they have any thoughts or feelings or what they might be able to share?
Well,
I think we're pretty much down to the old scrub the floor on your knees team. I didn't want to hit business this morning with very many strangers because obviously it would be boring to them. No matter what size money you're talking about, it's a boring subject if you don't even know what is going on. And I waited until the end so that we could literally, with what I consider the immediate team, begin to work these things through so that there's better understanding. And it's just like the first time you decided to do something with a contract or with anybody. You have to get informed, don't you? At first you don't understand. And you're not going to really have to do it, so I don't need to understand it that much. But you end up having to. Or you can't even protect your own interests. Because this is a dog-eat-dog world, I'm telling you, kids. And they will cut you out every time they can. And if you don't know what's happening, they can easily do it. So our thrust has been to make it so valuable to them, they don't need to do that. They can get more from us. They don't need to cut us out in their greed to gain, because all they've got to do is work with us and they get more. And they do it legally, literally, legally. They've got everything they need. Now, is it likely that some of the money, let us talk about cash, is it going to be soiled? I don't know what you mean by soiled or dirty. Well, you know, drugs and gambling and... No. Money is money. What people do with it is their business, as far as I'm concerned. We will not break or bend the law to get it. But we will accept everything that will be offered to us, but it will be structured in such a way that there is total protection. In other words, it's been cleaned up. And I, in this instance, say cleaned up versus money laundering. We're not going to be any part of money laundering, but if you clean up the money, and then you offer it to us, and we accept it as a loan for venture capital development, that's clean money. What you did about it is not our business. And we do not bend one iota, not one inch, on this end as regards that fact, because we are under the magnifying glass every move every one of you makes. So if you come offering us something, either to test us, entice us, tempt us, those are good lessons, but you're going to find that we say no thank you. Go do it this way if you want to, and then we can use it. But no, we're not going to do that cleansing for you. I don't want to have to even spend one-tenth of 1 second thinking about whether or not the next $100 bill that's spent on a project is, quote, clean or dirty. We will not use it unless it's clean. And then we will use all you want to put through here in whatever the typical legal currency is. And I'm talking about legal currency. Federal Reserve notes are worthless pieces of paper, but they are legal tender. So we're perfectly happy to use a lot of that, too. And we will diversify, spread it out to protect it, because it will not last forever. They're working on euro dollars, euro cash, world currency. And yet they cannot just totally devaluate. That's called collapse. And if you're dealing in a business, let us take the Roman Catholic Church, or the Mormon Church is a better one, because you cannot, without tithing, get on the inside of that church. So guess where that all came from? Certainly wasn't God, was it, with the widow's mite? But those people tithe, they get a lot of cash. So nobody questions the accountant of the Mormon church when he goes into the bank and he deposits $10,000. Nobody thinks anything if you come from Harrods in Las Vegas and go to the bank and put in thousands of dollars in cash. That's the commodity with which you deal. But if you go down there and put in $10,000 in cash every other morning or every morning, you're going to be socked in jail until they can find out absolutely every last thing about that cash. Where did you get it? How did you get it? On what basis are you handling this kind of cash? What have you done about the IRS? So when ones are waiting to get totally rich off of us, they're going to be disappointed to see that our entire structured mechanism is loans. In a way, just like the Institute, loans. We can borrow, pay for it upfront, shelter it, bring it over as venture capital, and then until you are making a profit from your corporation, it's sheltered. You don't have the IRS down your back. You are not having to pay incredible usury. You have purchased the right. You have amply paid those vendors to use your collateral, and they clean up because they get half of it for nothing, absolutely for nothing. And then they can put it in their bank and charge usury to the next guy that comes along and boost its value by 25% minimum, right off the top. And then they leave you alone. It's a good plan. I made it. It's going to work because I made it. What time have we arrived?
Afternoon, 15 after.
Can I say something?
Sure can.
Microphone.
We want it on the record.
Yeah, for everybody out in Tape Land.
I would just like to express my appreciation, and I'm sure that all the rest of the Canadians that have come down for this fabulous 5 days. We've been wined and dined, and the food has just been fantastic. I know Marjorie and all her helpers have worked very hard. We've had airplane rides. We've had such spiritual wisdom, and we're just so grateful that we were able to make it down. So many of us before we came down said, we feel like we're going home, and it is so true. Thank you all very much.
Well, if we're going to get gushy.
And goosebumpy.
Yeah, and goosebumpy. The appreciation truly is ours. It does get to be a lonely hall here. And you do have to open your eyes and say, what in the world are we doing? How can we do this? How can we keep going in spite of? And then comes a letter from somebody in Canada that ruins the day because we're going to have to go one more day because they're willing to and they're supporting us. So it is what holds us together is this binding between us that goes beyond the club. It goes beyond blood because blood is of no value. It is family. It is truly that which becomes one. We're all experiencing in our fragmented ways. And we may not even be able to voice what is our goal. But the fact that we continue on in this place with me says our goal out there truly is the same. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to concern about the ones that drop away. For whatever reason they drop away. That is their journey. And it may impact us some way or another, but it's just a little perturbation. And the hard part is accepting that they have made such a negative choice for usually very physical or very limited reasons. And yet, in a physical world, you have to exist physically. And that requires a confrontation with responsibility, whether it be to make a living or to have something or just to be able to function. And these are the things that each one has to give their own energy to. And in wrapping up, I really want to bring you your brother's thanks. Little Crow had called to check. He is, every time he comes out here, he is so touched by you people that he loses sleep over it. He literally loses sleep over it. And his prayers, he knows that through us rests his ability to move a step farther. And it's going to have to be through these routings that aren't too glamorous. And yet, if you want to just function on money, we have given you some ideas of how to make it. But it's not going to be a pushover deal because those people don't trust you. But if you want to recover some stability in your nation and allow a growing up through rather than war and wipe out in destruction, that's the way to do it. And speaking of Mr. Trump, I hope that you were listening enough to hear what he was saying about the Connecticut Indians. And at first he was with cross odds with them, and he still is, and one element is because he knows the Indians didn't build all that empire back in Connecticut, and they are in absolute competition with him and his casinos. But that isn't what bothered him. It's that he had to pay taxes and they don't. So he wouldn't even mind if they were genuine Indians. But the ones he's seen aren't Indians. So there will always be these big, chaotic confrontations. Just know, we are family. We are going to do it. It's going to happen. And the sooner that you come into the knowledge of that, the more quickly it can come to fruit. And we're all ready for that fruit. Some more than others. So if you don't have all of the wampum you want today, please put it at the top of your list for us. Pray very, very hard for EJ and Rick. That'll count. And all your relations. And we'll accept it. And it's always sad when we have to say goodbye. But it isn't goodbye. It's hardly even out of sight. But it's still hard, isn't it? Because we just don't want to let go. It's the only security we have that we can reach out and touch. But I thank you for indulging us. I thank you for suffering through business. But that's what your mission is, people. A very physical mission in a very physical world having to be accomplished in a spiritually truthful situation and circumstance. We have to create it. Only God can create. The adversary has to utilize what is already created, and it's usually in a destructive way or a negative way, moving you away from God. You have to be reminded and remember and then accomplish it. You are the creators. And we have to show the world that we can create. And we're going to do it. And I wish you well. And I bid you safety in your trips and your journeys. And salut.
Thank you, Commander.